giving you something to talk about besides the weather since 2000. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
You go way too fast. Feel so tan, you're gonna crash. You should watch.
I thought I breathed heavy when I was walking, but oh boy, Kurt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you ran up that hill to be ready to go. Good for you.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. So, whoa! Okay, well, it's all ice. No, criminy.
All right, be careful. He's trying to sit down on the
I know.
I'm trying to stand. I'm sliding down the hill.
Are we
going to have to get going here?
All right.
No, I'm on my hands and knees now. So the problem is, there wasn't a problem. We solved it. But so we get to the Capitol Hill, and the big hill that faces downtown.
Yeah,
it's melted.
Okay. Oh boy.
So I'm on the backside.
Okay.
And that is all ice, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a little wall there at the end too, so I'm gonna have to slow down before I hit that.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
I just ran up a hill of ice.
Okay. I always say I'm not management until 10 o'clock, so I'm pretending I'm not hearing this.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
All right. So you got the five cones set up at the bottom of the hill.
Yes, I got five cones.
Okay.
I set them up sort of like you would, you know, break a rack at a pool table. So they're like in that pyramid formation.
Okay.
And the numbers 1 through 5 are random. I just put the cones down. So there's like one's not at the top. Who knows where they are? They're in a big V right now.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
All right.
Oh, man. This is going to be a fast track.
All right. So we took callers and gave cones to, assigned cones to the individual callers. Lisa in Granger has cone number one. Ryan in Des Moines has cone number two. Abby in Winterset has cone number three. Mary in Panora has cone number four. And Andrea in Indianola has code number 5. So
that's
how
great.
It works?
I didn't hear any of that because I'm sliding down the.
Well, you don't know them anyway. It doesn't matter. Okay, and it's not like you're going to be able to control. Do we need to get going here? Is that what you're telling us?
I have a stable spot right now.
Okay. All right. Wow. So here's how it works. Kurt's going to, as you can tell, completely out of control, sled down the hill. Whichever cone he gets closest to that he can touch or hit or whatever, that's the winning cone. You get Blake Shelton tickets for his show at the Iowa State Fair. Tickets on sale later this morning at 10. But one of these five can win them right now. Okay, Kurt.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
Yes. Like I said, it's going to be a very fast track.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We are going.
Okay.
We are sledding. I'm heading. Oh, I don't want to go to that wall. All right. I'm going to hit one of them. I'm going to hit one of them. And now I got one. Slop us on the wall. Oh, wow. That's close. All right. I knocked one down. I knocked one down.
You didn't hit the wall.
Didn't hit the wall.
So you're okay.
I have number two.
Number two. Ryan in Des Moines. Hey, Ryan. Congratulations. You win. Blake Shelton tickets are yours.
Oh, gosh. I just, in my head, I didn't think it was going to sound quite so dangerous.
That wall is steep.
Okay. All right. Would you stop talking about a wall?
I made it.
He was fine. Everything's good. What's to worry about, right?
Nothing, obviously.
Perfect.
All right. Well, congratulations, Ryan.
Ryan in Des Moines. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Kurt hits your cone, sledded for Shelton, and that means you get to go see Blake Shelton, Iowa State Fair this summer. And, okay, even better news, Kurt, you got to do it again.
I'm sorry, what now?
Yeah.
But I'm at the bottom of the hill.
I understand, but you got to go back to the top. We'll give you a few minutes. Catch your breath.
Thank you.
Okay, because we're going to have to get five more callers. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. Yeah, we'll do that in just a few minutes because we'll play again here a little bit after 8. So about within 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to call in and get one of those five slots. Yeah, it's
more time in the cold. Yeah. Yeah! Great Friday morning.
If you can tell Colleen is not wearing deodorant, you're not social distancing.
Ew!
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.